Hello and welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast. I am Noelle and this is episode 30. Welcome. Today I'm going to discuss how to manifest what you want and stay focused on what you want even after loss or separation or breakup or divorce or a traumatic event or really anything that throws you for such a loop that, you know, it almost knocks the wind out of you. So, you know, what inspired me to talk about this today is the recent passing of Kobe Bryant, tragically, and his daughter and the other family in his helicopter. And it, you know, when tragic events happen like this to somebody who is collectively admired by society, it causes a lot of people to, I think, take pause and assess their own life, because, you know, it's just amazing how there's people in the world that massive amounts of people really admire and look up to and use as role models and sources of inspiration. And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, that's the human connection that is just so phenomenal. And when somebody who is so widely admired, like Kobe Bryant, and through crossed all different barriers and, you know, all different walks of life and all over the world, and he was admired for so many qualities that were just really inspirational to so many different generations, younger and older. And when you hear these testimonials to Kobe and his character and his what he stood for and what he contributed and how much he cared about inspiring other people, how much he cared about his family, how much time he devoted to his family, how he was as a teammate, how he was in his daily life, the stories are just, you know, awe-inspiring. And so when somebody of such, you know, high stature passes unexpectedly, tragically, I think it's very jarring to the general public as a whole. And it really just makes you stop and look at what's really, really important for yourself. And so, you know, whenever somebody passes in our own life who either unexpectedly or expectedly, it really just can sideline you. And the same goes for when you leave a relationship. Because when you leave a relationship, especially, you know, a long-term relationship where you're embedded with the other person's family and your families are intertwined and your friendships and your social circles are all intertwined, and then all of a sudden the breaks come to a screeching halt when you separate or divorce or break up with somebody after a long period of time. And then you instantly, almost like overnight, find yourself very often without a support system you're used to, because social circles break up, friends break up, they sometimes take sides or they don't stop talking to you. Family members, extended family members stop talking maybe to you. They get emotionally involved and they pretend they don't know you, and all sorts of stuff happens. It's very similar to a loss. It's very similar to losing somebody. So how do you not get sidetracked, and how do you prevent your life from coming to a screeching halt when these things occur? Because these things do occur in a normal lifespan. And so how do you stay focused on your dreams and goals, and despite these types of events? So I have some suggestions. And first of all, grieve. Take time to grieve. That's the first thing. You have to take time to let it all sink in and mourn the loss of the relationship or mourn the loss of a person in your life. take the time, take as much time as you need to really feel the pain and the emotion behind it. And of course, talk to people about it. Grieve in any way that you feel you need to. Take as much time as you need to. And as soon as you feel ready, then you can start implementing some of these techniques to help you get out of, to help you get out of maybe this stuck feeling, or maybe you feel paralyzed, maybe you feel down, depressed, hopeless, whatever it is, because that person's not in your life anymore. So the first thing I recommend after you're grieving as kind of coming to an end, or you're feeling ready to get on, is visualize again and focus on again what it is you want. So one of the best ways to get yourself out of that pain is to get your brain refocused into the dreams again. And if you already have created a vision board or a focal, you know, which is all stuff I talk about through these episodes, and also this is what I do in my coaching, and I teach you how to create visions for yourself so you can stay focused on them. But get refocused on what it is you want, and use some of these techniques in that I've mentioned in some of these previous episodes. Get into the feeling of already having what it is you want. Maybe it's several things, many things. Get into the feeling, especially before you go to bed, of already being there and having what it is you want. Get your imagination going. Your imagination is a very powerful manifestation tool. Very powerful. So get into the imagination and the feelings of already having and being and doing and possessing whatever it is you want. Especially before you go to bed. Take 10, 15 minutes before you go to bed and do that, because that's going to start to reprogram your subconscious mind into believing that it's already real. And the more your mind believes it's already real, the faster it's going to come into your physical reality. This is the facts. This is scientific. This is proven. This works. This really works. Talk to any successful person who's implemented this, and they will tell you this is what works. So do that. That will help you get out of the sad, stuck, maybe depressed, maybe hopeless state of mind. If you start implementing that in at night before you go to bed, especially when your brain is in has certain waves going, that's going to absorb that information. And then in the morning when you wake up, before you even get out of bed, instead of like, oh gosh, another day, I'm so sad, or whatever the feelings might instantly come over you, take those feelings in for a second and then turn them over to excitement, happiness, and remind yourself, wow, I've got a lot to look forward to right now because I'm now getting back into my vision. Take that time in the morning before you get out of bed and get into that same imaginary place where you're already having, possessing, feeling, owning, living, breathing, doing, being everything that it is you want that's already clear in your vision. And so that's one way to start moving out of the pain faster. Especially if you do this every day, you will start to move out of the pain a lot faster. Also, number two, focus on your health. Treat your body as if you only have one. Instead of treating it like maybe you have five, or maybe you have seven backups, which you don't. Because most people treat their physical body as if they've got 20 other bodies waiting. And they treat their one body like a garbage dump. So focus on your health. Ask yourself today, what can I do to add value to my health? What can I do for my physical body today? Should I meditate? Should I run? Should I walk? Should I do yoga? Should I lift some weights? Should I go to the gym? Should I dance? Get your body moving for at least 30 minutes. Should I jump on a trampoline? Should I stretch? whatever it is, get the body moving for 30 minutes. If you have access to a sauna, even better. So you can like sweat. Sweating's so good. It not only detoxes your lymphatic system, it detoxes all your cells. It's just, sweating is just amazing, especially in a sauna. And that can like, that can be a great endorphin rush too, by the way. So if you have access to a sauna, go to a sauna and just sit there and sweat. But also move your body. Just move your body. Do more than you did yesterday. Try to do more today than you did yesterday. If you're already physically fit, amazing. Forget all of this that I'm saying. But do move your body. Just move your body 30 minutes. If you're sedentary right now and you're not really active, just move your body any way you feel comfortable. Download an app. Download an app that, you know, can track something or give you a few things to do every day, like a few different exercises. There's thousands of them. And move your body. Get into a state of meditation even for 10 or 15 minutes, which means you don't have to sit cross-legged and, you know, you don't have to do that. But you can just get quiet. And while you're quiet, thinking of all the things you cannot wait to really physically manifest, get into that imaginary state again, get into a form of meditation that's amazing, and exercise your brain. Read something for 20 minutes that you didn't know. Learn about something new. Practice a little language. Download some of these language apps. And, you know, I always wanted, you know, maybe you always wanted to learn Spanish or Italian or French or whatever. Download one of those apps and just exercise your brain. Do something that you normally wouldn't do. Do something new and different. All of these little things will help switch your mind out of sadness and mourning and loss and obsession to taking your brain into a higher state of vibration. The higher your vibrational state, the faster you bring into your world what it is you want. And remember, remind yourself of what it is you want. Stay focused on what it is you want. That will keep your endorphins up. That will keep the right hormones firing, serotonin and dopamine, and they will give your body and your brain the positive vibrational frequency that you need to move forward and get out of that pain. A third thing I recommend is to actually not talk about the person. Take a break from actually talking about the person who passed or the person who is no longer in your life because of a relationship, a divorce or a breakup. So I would stop talking about that person. And it's amazing because, you know, what we give our energy to is what we get more of, right? So that's how we keep things alive. We keep tragic events alive because we keep talking about them. We keep traumatic events alive because we keep talking about it. We keep terrible things that have happened alive because we keep talking about it. Otherwise, it doesn't exist anymore. It's just your memory keeping it alive. So if you want to move on from the pain, just don't talk about the person for a time. Take a break. Especially even more so important from when you're dealing with a divorce or separation, don't give that person who's causing you pain or you're feeling pain associated with that person, just stop talking about them. Set little goals. Okay, I'm not going to talk about that person for 24 hours or 12 hours. And you know what? Somebody's going to bring them up. Hey, how's so-and-so? Or how are you doing? Just say, you know what? I'm not going to talk about that person right now. There's so many other things I want to talk about. I'd rather talk about what I want and what I'm working towards and my goals and my dreams. So stop talking about and giving energy to the person you're mourning. And of course, if somebody passed away and you're still in the mourning stage, in the grieving stage, you have to still spend time there. That's fine. Everybody has to do that, you know, that you have to do that. The minute you feel like you're coming out of that, I do recommend not to keep talking about that person that passed or that feeling that sadness, because it's just going to keep bringing it up. It doesn't mean never, ever, ever talk about them, but just in order to get out of this pain, I highly recommend just stop talking about that person for a time being and just set little goals for yourself, a day, 2 days, 3 days. And then it doesn't mean you're never going to think about them or remember them or honor them, alive or dead. It just means that you have to move forward, and to move forward, stop expending all that energy on that person. Also, one of the great things to do is to every day, and this sounds trivial and silly and so simple, just every day when you wake up, make a list of the 10 things you're happiest and most grateful for in that moment. Force your brain to think of 10 to 15 things, even if you're not feeling very grateful in the moment. I personally know what it feels like to not feel grateful at all, even though on the outside, looking in, you would think I had 1,000 things to be grateful for every day. And yet I personally, during different times in my own life, was unable to feel gratitude at all. I had to force it. I had to fake it and force it because I just didn't feel it. And that's being really honest. I'm embarrassed even to say that out loud because it almost makes me feel ashamed. But that's a fact. I went through long periods of time where it was very difficult for me to feel gratitude or thankful about anything, even though I had 1,000 reasons to be grateful. I'm no longer like that. Now gratitude comes effortlessly and easily to me. It's actually a natural state of being and a state of mind, to the point where I almost feel high half the time because I get these waves of just happiness and thankfulness. And I just instantly think about all these things I'm so thankful for during any course of any day. And it can happen 20 times a day, 10 times a day, 5 times a day, but something will trigger this amazing gratitude in me that just comes effortlessly now, whereas for a very long time, it was forced. It was a forced feeling. So the more I practiced forcing the gratitude and retraining my brain to feel it and see it and recognize it and be it, now the more effortless it became for me. Again, and now for several years, it's second nature to feel gratitude and to just feel happy. And gratitude really does bring a sense of peace. It's just amazing what it does. So simple, and sounds so trivial, and sounds so almost like cliche, but boy, it just really works. It really works. So that's what I recommend. If you're experiencing loss right now, and of any kind, a breakup, a divorce, or physically somebody has left this realm and they've passed and you're just having such a hard time with it, just listen to this episode again and kind of go through these little steps. I'm telling you, they really will help. There's a lot more steps in previous episodes that you could listen to that will really help you. And by the way, if you want any help at all moving through some of this and getting super crystal clear on manifesting some things for yourself, I do free 15-minute consultations on manifestmastery.life. You can set up a free consult, and I can, in that conversation, we'll decide what it is that you want to work on and whether or not I'm going to be able to help you. But if I can help you, you're going to see results very quickly and very easily. And I have some really, really effective tools I give you and little exercises I do with you that will help get you really, really close to what you want fast and manifesting what you want quickly. So manifestmastery.life if you're interested. And other than that, please share the podcast. Go to iTunes and leave a great review if you can. If you like this, share this podcast on your stories or on Facebook with your friends and family. If you find value in this, we can use all the support we can get. And if you have a business that would like to be a sponsor of the podcast, please reach out. Or if you know a business that would like to be a sponsor of the podcast, have them reach out. Other than that, have an amazing day, and here's to manifesting the life of your dreams. Mwah. Bye.